The Spartan Mind Strength Podcast, the podcast for mental grit and resilience. Hosted by V. Binga and Tim Ganley.
Hello, this is Tim.
And this is V. And we welcome you to another episode of the Spartan Mind Strength Podcast.
Why, V, what will we be talking about today?
The next 10 days, June 1st to June 10, when the sun is in the second decan of Gemini.
And quick, what's the main card?
Oh, the main card is Nine of Swords.
Which is cruelty.
Yes.
Sweet. Let's talk about cruelty when we get...
Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
The Nine of Swords, yes. Cruelty.
Yes.
Wonderful card, huh? So it's a very unique looking card. There's nine swords. I guess that's where I got the name from. they're all pointing down. They're mm-hmm. all red. And it looks like all of them are covered with blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so much blood that they're dripping blood
yes.
from each sword tip. So a lot of cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And the background is ziggy lines, dark purple to light peachish color, I would mm-hmm. say. And it's got something on the top, something on the bottom. What yeah. are they?
The symbol of Mars at the top and the symbol of Gemini at the bottom, because this card is associated with the energy of Mars in Gemini. Mars has to do with a lot of intensity.
Uh-huh.
A lot of, you can call it violence, you can call it action, a lot of passion.
Okay, and because we're hitting summer, mm-hmm. when things start getting heated up,
yes,
I guess right? that would be a good reason why this card's very important right
now. Yes, and Gemini is the realm of communication, the realm of thoughts. It's an air mutable sign, which means that there is a lot of movement. If we were talking Ayurvedically, it would be as Vata as they come. So Mars in Gemini has to do with a lot of passion, activity, anger and violence in the realm of communication, and most importantly, in the realm of our thoughts. So Crowley, Aleister Crowley, describes this card as what happens when the intellect is highly exaggerated without good intuition behind it, without the proper emotional intelligence.
Okay. So does that mean like the next 10 days are going to just be a lot of anger, or does it mean what?
It depends. So what happens is it has to do with our mind and
swords are mind.
Yes,
okay.
Because it is related to air.
Okay.
Exactly. Anything that has to do with air, Ayurvedically and in here, in this case with the Toth Tarot deck, has to do with the mind.
Okay.
And thoughts. And swords are associated with the air element. So mind and thoughts. So what's happening right now? It can be that that we are extremely aggressive in terms of our thoughts and communications with others. It can also be that we are extremely aggressive in terms with ourselves.
Mm.
It's It's when the mind turns on itself.
Okay, so it's like an autoimmune...
Exactly.
Of the brain.
Yes. Autoimmune of the brain, of the mind. And that can be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So how can that happen? Well, the previous card was interference, right? When we were like the Eight of Swords. We are in the sign of Gemini. Sun right now, the sun is in the sign of Gemini. So the sun is bringing a lot of light, a lot of energy.
And when you say light, you're talking about like a information coming to
exactly.
Awareness.
Exactly, exactly. It's bringing a lot of light to our thoughts and what's going on in our mind.
And that can be personal, community.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're going to start seeing shit that we thought was something could actually be something else.
Exactly. Or we can start making up in our own mind what something is.
So we
can see something for real. We can see something as is that we were not able to see before. And we can also start making shit up and getting stuck in our own thoughts that things are a certain way when in reality they are not.
So this could also be considered a paranoid card.
Exactly. So we went from the Eight of Swords, which was interference, which was like random things, right? Not being focused and all that
like
stuff.
Finding five cats outside the building.
Yes, exactly.
That was major interference. Which, by the way, we still have three left, so anybody want kitties?
Yes, and they are adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went from the Eight of Swords, the interference, to cruelty, which now can be, say, it could be a panic attack, a mental panic attack.
Having three cats?
Exactly.
Or how about the three bears that were running on property this morning?
This morning. Yes, on June 1st, starting the day, it's like, oh my God. And we are still on day one.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh wow,
what's the next 9 days going to be?
Exactly. So that's the thing. So this card says that be careful with what's going on with your thoughts, because they can really destroy your mental faculties, right? Your mental faculties, they can hurt you dramatically, and also they can hurt your relationship with other people. So,
because there's a lot of blood coming off the
source. Exactly. So now this, remember, I kept saying that it can also be, actually you brought that up, it can be that you can see things more clearly. So the swords always, the swords can cut through the crap, right? The swords can
become machetes and clear the path.
Exactly. So it can go either way. So Aleister Crowley wants people to pay attention, because whether we like it or not, negative energy, negative tendencies are easier to adapt and stick with than positive.
It's always easier to be upset than to be happy.
Exactly.
Unless you're me.
So by naming something, by actually naming the condition, we might be able to work with it better. Easier, better chances, higher chances of success. Because if you know what the issue is, if you can identify it, then you can deal with it, right? Otherwise, you get lost.
So the main card is cruelty, and it's all about either seeing through things or actually seeing things improper, correct?
Exactly.
So that's for the next 10 days.
Yep.
And the next card, though, is the Magus.
Yes.
What? Tell me about the Magus before I describe it.
Before you describe mm-hmm. it,
tell me about him.
The Magus.
Howdy.
The Magus, for my understanding, is our ability to create magic.
Okay, because I see it. That's a basically 3 to 4 different blues.
Mm-hmm.
Light blues, actually, even some purple, and then goldish silk or goldish yellow mm-hmm. in it, and. To me, it looks like both of his hands are nothing in him.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks like he's free.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's given up all his crap
mm-hmm.
and he now can do whatever he wants. He's got a big smile on his face. Looks like he threw a scepter in the air, maybe a vase,
mm-hmm.
a sun, or a bowl of some mm-hmm. sort. Some other types of vase-ish looking things, a
uh-huh.
sword. And there's some guy down below that looks like he's raising his palm saying like, damn you, at him. And then he's got the snakes from,
yes.
What is that?
The caduceus,
yeah.
Of the staff of
yep.
Asclepios, you could
yep.
say. Yeah.
So, but he looks very, very happy and he's got wings on his feet.
Yes.
And so it looks, to me, it looks like all the cruelty is gone. He let
yes.
it go. He sees what he needs to see, and now he's just happy as can be.
Yes. And actually, four of the little images there, one is a cup.
Mm-hmm.
The other is looks like a wand.
Okay.
Right?
I thought it was a sword, but yeah, definitely could be
Oh,
a wand.
It could be. There is a sword.
Okay.
There is a wand. There is
a
cup.
Okay,
and there is a disc.
Okay.
I think what you said that looked like sun, I think looked like a pentacle or a,
yes,
was it a
yeah.
disc?
It's got a, it's got like a 5 or 8 pointed star in it.
So those four little designs there are supposed to represent the four suits.
Mm.
Like the sword, the wand, the cups, and the discs.
Mm-hmm.
As if you were thinking of them as the four elements.
Okay.
So he's able, he has the ability, the Magus has the ability to manipulate.
Control.
Control, exactly, the four elements.
That's why he's so happy.
Yeah, and also the wings on his feet, you can associate him with Mercury, even.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah, because he does look like he's almost flying.
Yes. And he's like, and he has that smile as if he's also a trickster. Or,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
You can see that he's going to screw somebody over very quickly.
He is, Aleister Crowley considers him like the messenger between the higher realm and the earth.
Okay.
He's bringing divine inspiration, as if the as above, so below.
Okay.
The way I look at him is that if we know that we have the ability to do anything we want, if we know that we can pretty much manipulate the universe
in
a good way, then we can overcome our mental enemies. We can overcome the cruelty card.
Hmm. So by controlling your mind.
Exactly.
Controlling the universe, however you want to look at it, because it's macro, micro.
Macrocosmos, the universe,
mm-hmm.
and microcosmos, us.
Yep.
We have that ability. God has given us that ability. Now, what is extremely difficult for us to remember is that our thoughts are not us. Our thoughts are just like everything else, just like this chair, just like this Bosu ball, you know, just like this iPad, our thoughts are objects.
Mm-hmm.
So our thoughts are like those four little images that are there. Actually, we can think of our thoughts as swords, right? We can manipulate them.
Mm-hmm.
We can manipulate them the way we want them. Our thoughts are not
ourselves.
Yes. We are not to be identified with our thoughts. So the same way they come up, the same way they can get the heck out.
Okay. And I don't know if we said it, the magus is number one of trumps.
Yes.
And it's got the...
And the magus is associated with Mercury.
Okay.
Down here on the left at the bottom is symbol of Mercury.
Okay.
So you can think of the magus as God Mercury, or you can think of the magus as our own ability to create magic, to create whatever we want. So if we think of magus as Mercury, we can say, well, what do the higher forces, you know,
mm-hmm.
what does God want to do with us? What's the message we are receiving? So,
and the magus is basically going to be, it helps us to take care of cruelty.
Yes.
By releasing.
Exactly. It helps us to take care of cruelty by remembering that our thoughts are just random things that we can get rid of.
So that's remember to remember?
It's exactly that. Remember to remember. What is the message that we are receiving?
Feed the kitties.
Feed the kitties. It's about time, right?
Uh-huh. They're ready to eat.
Uh-huh. And they eat quite a bit.
Yes,
for as little as they are, it's like, wow.
I don't know how they can put that much in their belly.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes right out.
So the magus card should be our constant reminder. Remember that there is a power higher than you that wants you to do greatness. Remember that your thoughts are just the things, they are not you, and you have the ability to control them. So you can create your own magic.
Nice. So that's all great and fun and everything, but what's the guy that's saying, damn you, at the bottom?
Danger, danger.
Yes.
That's considered an ape. And is supposed to reflect the constant loops in our mind, like our mind mimicking itself, like being stuck in a repetitive process.
So sort of like just I get up in the morning, I do this, and then I do the same thing the next day, or?
It's more like always thinking in a certain way and
everybody hates me.
No, exactly, and not being able to break the pattern.
That's sad.
It's like everybody hates me, or I always do this.
Why are they watching me?
Yes.
I have a booger in my nose?
It's something like that. It has to do with like our infinite mental loops. Like in the Vedic philosophy, they would be called the samsaras.
Okay, yep.
Like infinite vicious cycles.
And then you have to break those in order to move on.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what that is.
Very cool. And the next supporting card is the Knight of Swords.
Knight of Swords,
and it's
yes.
a green and yellow knight riding an orangish, bronzish horse with three birds to his right, so you can see that it's way in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
He has wings on him,
mm-hmm.
Almost like dragonfly wings.
Yes, that's what I thought too when I saw that.
And
yes.
He's got a sword in each of his hands. And he looks like he's going to conquer. He's going
yes.
in for a battle. He's going to go take care. He's in a charge. So he's not backing down. He is full speed ahead going toward whatever object is below him.
Exactly. So the Knight of Swords is the fiery aspect of air. The horse.
Uh-huh.
Right? Is that?
That's a horse. Yeah.
The horse is supposed to be, to represent actually the air element. It's supposed to represent our mind.
Really?
We are supposed to be in control of our mind as a knight would be in control of his horse. Exactly. So we have command over the air element. We are supposed to be the airbender, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of our own
thoughts.
Yep. Yes. And the three birds to the right, they can symbolize like our thoughts in harmony, like having control.
Okay.
Instead of letting them be all over the place, right? They are forming a great, a strong formation.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
They have a shape. They are in sync.
Basically in sync. Yep.
And then also the dragonfly wings are... Aleister Crowley used a lot of symbolism in his cards. And... Well, everything is symbols, right?
Yes. That's
insect in particular, symbolism. And the dragonfly wings have to do with the agility that the dragonflies have, right?
They can change directions.
Very quickly, yeah, right?
If I remember right, they can get some wings going one direction and other wings going another.
They have a great agility.
Yes.
So that's supposed to represent the mental agility. So yes, he's moving, he's charging, but he's also able
to maneuver,
right? He's not just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that...
It's a very active card.
Yeah. It's a very graceful card,
yes.
Right? Active, but with grace. It's not just fire. It's not just air. It's the magic that happens when there is the right balance of fire and air.
So it's basically this card is assisting us to really break free from the others.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the card that says...
I can do whatever I want.
Remember you are not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know how bad it can get, right? From the cruelty card. You know how bad it can get. Remember you are not that. Remember you are meant for bigger and greater things, right? The Magus card.
Uh-huh.
As long as you have command of everything. Take command of everything. So that means you have to have a goal. And we talked a lot about the true will during the previous 10 days, which was for the interference card, because Aleister Crowley is huge on the true will. What is your true will? What is your goal? Charge towards it, but be also able to maneuver.
Very cool.
So that's what that card is. That card shows that there's got to be a goal that you can direct your thoughts towards. Otherwise, they'll be all over the place. And then you will allow interference to come in. And then that's
cruelty.
Autoimmune of the brain. Autoimmune of the mind. That's a great, unfortunately, that's a very accurate way of describing it.
Okay, so that's the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break, pet the kittens, and get into crystals, yoga, mantra, and your tacky
tacky ending. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear? The Spartan Mind Strength podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and all other popular podcast destinations. Please subscribe today and consider leaving us a rating and review. It helps us spread the word and help others find our content. Don't forget to leave a comment and any questions you may have. Tim and V would love to hear from you.
And we're back.
We are back. Sweet. Yes.
So first off, let's talk about rocks. I like rocks. What are the rocks of the day, or actually of the 10 days?
Of the 10 days, yes.
Give me number one. What's number one?
Hematite.
Very nice. I like hematite. It's a very shiny, heavy, protective stone.
Yes, it's a very protective stone, and part of its name is blood. Hema.
Yep. Blood. I thought it meant like a engine from a truck. Hemis.
So it's a good reminder of the blood that can be shed from cruel thoughts, right?
Yes. Okay.
So hematite.
And that is a good stone to carry. You usually don't find it too often in rough form. Yeah. You find it in like a stone size. You can find it bigger, but you don't find it rough.
Now that you say it, yeah.
We have some hematite, something like starbite or something like that, where it's thinner pieces. And it looks like hematite. Very cool looking stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't see hematite as much. At least I haven't.
In a rough form.
Yep. I know we've owned a couple pieces, but more here and there than a lot, unlike this next stone.
Lapis lazuli.
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Very great blue. One of my favorite.
Beautiful, beautiful blue stone. Mm-hmm. It has the right blues for the Knight of Swords, mm-hmm. right?
And it also has some with the magus.
With the magus, it's a... It can help you create magic. It can help you remember to...
It almost does look like a cloud some way.
Like cloud nine?
Yeah. So like it's all your thoughts that are going up to heaven are in the stone.
Exactly. So a lot of your thoughts also should be directed from the messages from heaven, mm-hmm. right? It's a great stone also for the throat chakra. It is associated with communication and healing. And the healing that can happen from listening.
Right. And this stone's a little bit more expensive than hematite.
Yes.
But you can get some really, really great pieces from it.
Exactly.
Some beautiful
pieces. In a tumbled form, they are not
that bad.
They are very affordable.
Yep.
And then there is kyanite.
Which is by far my favorite stone.
Another beautiful stone.
I carry kyanite. I used to carry kyanite everywhere I go.
Yep.
It's a great stone to basically restart all your chakras.
Yes, as long as you remember not to screw them up right away.
Yeah.
All it takes is one nasty thought. And all the chakras are out of balance. Yeah,
because, kyanite actually can get rid of most of the people that spend fortunes on chakra cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a piece of kyanite rubbing up and down your chakras align them instantly.
Exactly.
So you can save a lot of money by buying a good piece of kyanite.
And kyanite is beautiful in a...
But don't keep it outside. Don't put it in the sun because it has... crystals in it, and it can explode. I've seen them break.
Yes, and it's a very beautiful in both a tumbled form or polished form and rough form.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rough form, it can be incredible.
Well, it used to be basically all you could do was get it in rough form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that it was like 20 years ago that you couldn't get polished.
So in polished form, would it also, does it need to stay away from the sun?
I don't know. I've never tried because the pieces that I have that are polished, I don't want to risk breaking.
Yeah.
So I would say,
experiment at home, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And there's one other stone?
And there is a ruby.
Yes, ruby.
I love stone. Ruby. I
now, you know what's even cooler than a ruby, and what? Actually cooler than kyanite, is a kyanite ruby, where it's a mixture of those two stones together. Yes. And you don't run across. Those are a lot harder to find. At least they used to be. And
to me, ruby kyanite is like the ideal stone for all these three cards together. Mm-hmm. It has the right amount of reddish, mm-hmm. purplish for the cruelty, the right amount of bluish, the darker blue for the Magus card, and the lighter blue for the Knight of Swords.
But it is definitely a lot harder to find.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the crystals. Tell me, what yoga poses are we doing today? Are we going to do sun salutations?
No, actually, belly breathing or abdominal breathing.
Ah.
Abdominal breathing.
Oh, I know why. I can say, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'll let you talk about it. I think I know why, but go ahead. I'll just confirm.
Abdominal breathing, aka belly breathing, is breathing in and out through the nose, not through the mouth. So both the inhale and the exhale happen through the nose. And it is supposed to be slow enough and deep enough so your belly moves up and down, but not your chest. So it's not diaphragmatic breathing, it's not three-part breathing, it's belly breathing. The only part that moves up and down is the belly. So when you inhale, when you breathe in, your belly grows, expands, mm-hmm. like a balloon. When you breathe out, your belly shrinks. And the reason is that your thoracic diaphragm moves. You breathe in, the thoracic diaphragm goes down so that air can get into the lungs and it pushes the belly out. And then when you exhale, air comes out of the lungs, so the thoracic diaphragm moves up and the belly gets sucked in.
And we're doing it so that we can negate the cruelty.
Exactly.
Because belly breathing is a very
calming.
Calming.
Yes.
See, I knew.
The belly breathing is calming to our nervous system because it helps energize, it helps activate, say, the parasympathetic part of our nervous system, mm-hmm. which is associated with the relaxation response. Because when we do not breathe in through the nose, we activate more of the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight or flight response, which is only useful in
during fight or flight.
Exactly. In life-threatening situations.
Okay.
So we are not supposed to be living our day
In stress,
in the fight or flight state.
And if they wish to learn more about it, they can buy our book on...
on alternate nostril breathing.
Yes, we wrote a book. We're infamous. Very, very famous people. My name is Tim. I'm very famous. So,
and also, our relaxation response, our savasana, talks about the belly breathing.
So tell me now, what is the mantra of the week?
The mantra for the 10 days is, all that I am is my breath. My breath is all that I am.
Say that again.
All that I am is my breath. My breath is all that I am. And the reason this is the mantra is because we want to keep reminding ourselves that we are not our thoughts. Our thoughts are just random things. We are, however, associated with our breath.
And our breath is witness to our thoughts.
Exactly.
See, I was very, very thoughtful with saying that, huh?
Exactly. Our breath carries our life force. So we our life force is the reason we exist.
Mm-hmm.
So our breath may be the vehicle of our life force, but it is essentially us. Because the moment our breath is gone...
What's the tacky thing is first thing you do when you're born and the last thing you do before you die.
Exactly. We come in with a breath.
And we go out with one.
Exactly.
I'm going out with a big bang.
So all that I am is my breath. My breath is all that I am. That's a great reminder that we are not our thoughts. They are just random objects that we allow to infiltrate our world.
So again, before you do your tacky ending,
This
is for?
This is for June 1st to June 10th. 2025. So for
next year will be a little different.
Exactly. Give or take a day. It is
same with the year after.
And the year after. It's for when
infinity.
Infinity and beyond.
Yes.
It is for when the sun is between 10 degrees and 20 degrees in the sign of Gemini.
Very good. Okay, hit me with it. Hit me with your best shot.
Until next time, may your thoughts be your allies and not your adversaries.
That's still tacky.
It is very tacky. Okay. I know. I have to keep it up,
yep.
Right?
Say night-night.
Until next time, much, much love from both of us. Namaste kala. May we all be well, adapt, and thrive.
If you found today's show helpful, please give us a rating, a review, or both, and subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. As always, Namaste Kala, which in Greek means, may we all be well. This program, copyright True Fitness Incorporated, all rights reserved.